Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
My brother, you need to, sometimes before you conclude, my message has started, you need to hear the stories of people, why they are the way they are. You could have gone off course. Your life could have been in a totally different direction. Having lost, was it your mom? Both your parents. And a woman walked up to you and said, come to my house every day for a meal. The woman could have walked past you. But today, I think your parents will be watching and they'll be like, wow. God sees. He made provision. That woman, I am suspecting she gave you out of her own lack. I don't think she had all the money like that. You know, but somehow, the bowels of mercy were open. And she treated you like a son. And I saw somebody commenting, Mama, I'm your second son. Practically raised by a woman that didn't give birth to you. I want to see her joy. And that's why I sang that song. Because you only know your story. I'm sure maybe at some point you almost thought you won't graduate or something. School issues and all of that. And today, you're even thinking of putting a woman in your house. And I saw that girl, man. She's a babe. She's not just a Christian star, she's a babe. When you see outside girls that are fine. Jemima. Jemima, like prophecy, Jemima. You can't tell me God said. You went out and you did what you wanted to do, and we are going to rubber stamp it for you. So help us, God. Congratulations, brother. Amen. Let's celebrate him. Hallelujah. This year, at the beginning of the year, I asked the Lord for a great number of weddings. Now, with these two, we would have made how many? How many? You guys are in counting. Six, five. Kenny, you of all people should know the answer to that question. A time will come in this church. We'll be doing wedding every weekend. We'll have to shift school of Tyrannus. God is good. God is good. And He will perfect your joy. He will perfect your joy. I pray for all of you who are trusting the Lord. The Lord will make it easy for you. There's a grace of God that makes things easy. He will make it easy for you. And He will perfect you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to God and say thank you. Thank you, Father. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. And we thank you. We thank you. Acts 26. Who you are, and I'm loved by you.
Is who I am.
Acts 26 and verse 16, verse 15 to 19. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. I will never forget this message. It was a message I preached at a wedding. That almost got me into government house. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto thee. For what? For what? for this purpose. There are many things we know about God, but many times we don't know about the intentionality of God. That when God makes you cry in the spirit, there is an intention. That when God makes you fall under the anointing, there is a purpose. That there is nothing God has ever done simply because he got bored. Say, I have appeared to thee. There are many that saw me and lost their gods. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. At the end of the day, what did we talk about? I don't know. The way it is going, very soon, when you see in the spirit, you will carry your notebook with you into the spirit realm. Because we're not remembering anything anymore. Christians don't remember anything. When you see all those alphas in our school in those days that used to top the class, you never ask why they were the ones topping the class. Before they came to school, they had memorized the Quran. So the mental capacity was already stretched. We have all the revelations that explain not reading the Bible, memorizing. There's a place of rhema, there's a place of cramming, memorizing. Your grace. Every time a Christian says grace, what he's saying, Baba, I'm tired. You do it. Excuse. Many times when a Christian says grace, it's excuse he's talking about. I was talking to Fatima this morning. I said, well, you marry somebody who doesn't like this, your creativity. And brother is from deeper life. You see how creative she is when she does her things, her dresses, and I say, no, no. 3 Corinthians chapter. Ornament of the earth. Yeah, you know, you knew all of that, and you came to Fatima. You knew all of that. You didn't go to my sister back then, Bagada. You came all the way to Harvest World, and you are here talking about ornament of the earth. Wrong place. Take a bus back to Bagada. We got them there. Where are you doing the ornament thing? The ornament of the heart thing. For some reason, you saw her. For some reason, when Adam saw Eve, he thought and felt differently. For some reason. He said, for this cause, I appear to you to make thee a minister. Not just a preacher. A minister. You can be a preacher, preach a good sermon, but not be sent. This one is sent. Said to make thee a minister, oh hallelujah, both of things which you have seen and concerning things that I will now later begin to show to you, that God is calling us as a church to be bearers of testaments. Things that we have seen and certain things that may not make so much sense, but in the days to come, we will be blessed to carry them to our generation. This message is titled Recalibration. Recalibration. I'm not good with titles, but I got this one. There is a car, is a turbo 456 engine in the 70s and 80s. I'm doing cars now. It's a turbo engine. You find a lot of black Americans. You know those cars, they just crisscross to make it jump. Those kind of cars that just jump. When you talk to them, they talk to you back. You see, you heard what I said, but you didn't hear that I said it's a turbo engine. You see that word turbo separates it. It's a small car. But if you are parking in front of my house, and you accelerate, you are going to break the wall down. You know why? The car jumps. It doesn't move from gear 1 to gear 3 in 5 minutes. It moves from gear 1 to gear 3 in 1 minute. The capacity, the strength of that engine. Well thought of. Every intention and limitation, everything has been factored mathematically by the Creator. But he put the engine inside a small body. And here you are thinking that your size is a limitation. Here you are thinking that where you are born is a limitation. And here Jesus is saying to a man, I allowed you to do all the things you are doing, and I am showing up at Kairos time for this purpose. That it is now time for you to become your assignment, to become the reason why you are born. I'm choosing you right now because now you have blood on your hands, sir, and you will have to suffer many things for my sake. I called you not to be a preacher, but to be a minister. A minister is a man that receives marching orders and shows up and says, this is what our headquarters is saying. I got too many people reading what they thought I said, but I want you to be a bearer of my words. And I will show you certain things in the future. Some of the things you would have already begun to see. Verse 17. This is the assignment, to deliver thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send the verse 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from what? From darkness into the light, and from the power. Did Jesus just acknowledge that Satan still got some power? I thought when you died and resurrected, you took everything and left him homeless. So what are you talking about? To deliver them from the power of Satan unto the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance. No, we don't want to talk about this one. Among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Next verse. Aha. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, after I heard this voice, after I came into this experience, I was not disobedient to this heavenly vision. When God speaks to you, the easiest thing to do, you may not know, is to disobey. You may think it's to go out. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get them. I'm going to take that city. I'm going to take that industry. The people who are gonna are still on one spot. They're doing nothing. They're waiting for some miracle to happen. Hey! I was not disobedient. I didn't sit in Jerusalem. When he spoke to me, I didn't go to say, Mampiro. I just said, I didn't run things. Mampiro, you know. Let me tell you what the Lord. When he speaks, there's no time for congregational worship. It's time for communion worship. And many of you received an assignment when you were 15. And you thought God forgot simply because you are 30. Hey. What he said, he has said though. You may forget. That one is your problem. Only give my office, you'll be singing. Your problem is your problem. Your problem is your problem. Your problem there for your pocket. Your problem there for your pocket. I said, what are you talking about? I don't know. It just sang that until it stuck somewhere in my head. Say, your problem. It's your problem. Your problem is here. I don't know. So maybe there's a song like that or something. But you guys are laughing. You seem to know what I'm talking about. I think these guys are on the holiness section. I was not disobedient. You guys think I'm raised in the spirit or something? I listen to the radio. You don't need a CD player. Just turn on the radio. If you want to be safe, you can do Inspiration FM. There are some radio stations you should never turn to. You will come out learning a lot of songs. Verse 20. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. The words critical here, vision. When we started this year, I started a series for about 2 or 3 weeks, and you should go get that message on vision. Today, I want to look at vision management. It seems to me that the African continent is cursed with having solutions to all the problems, and yet still being a problem. Watch channels television. Do you see all the analysis? Is there anybody on the street that doesn't know the solution to Nigeria's problem? Are you here? Is there any? Have you heard the problem in these countries? The problem. Everybody has a solution. I thought President Muhammadu, because I have a client that comes to the office and then looks at the picture of the president and says, "Is it Muhammad or Muhammadu?" It's on the wall. You read it. Say, because he wants to know, maybe it is the way the name is spelled that is affecting the man. This is an elderly man, for Christ's sake. And that is his first statement. Is it Muhammad or Muhammadu? You read. Because it's becoming, it sounded like a joke inside, but it started becoming annoying. I thought my president was very slow. But the man was screaming that he was going to change things. And somebody even said, if the kitchen is too hot for you, get out. Our brother in the Lord, B. Fashola, he has grown white hairs now. I'm not seeing no light. I'm not seeing no power. The Otuoke man is in his village enjoying his time. What is this thing about becoming a leader and suddenly becoming very slow? They should increase our salary. They should promote us in this office. But you notice your boss taking slow steps. This man, and I thought this man had a lot of action. When Baba that died and resurrected, that we called on the phone when we were campaigning for him, Umoru, when he was there and we called him on the phone, we thought nobody could be slower. I'm talking about vision somersault here. You know, in the corporate world, there's something called policy somersault. When you have outlined certain things maybe this is the way the organization is going, all of a sudden, all the things you agreed on is not working. We call it policy somersault. It will be misbehaving. All the policies are misbehaving. When your customer comes, say, "Oh, you're welcome to GT Bank. You're welcome. May we serve you? My name is Oluwagbenga. Yeah, I can see it on your ID card. I just need to make a deposit." But when you now find out, even the people you said they should be doing greeters are making the customers angry, it's called policy somersault. Everybody thought our former president that passed on was very slow. And we thought bringing a Niger Delta man with fresh blood would do the magic. He became slower. No. We need a military man, someone with military background. No nonsense. Then he got there. It's one step in a year. And then I'm saying, sorry. Is this an African thing? We all said we want fresh blood. But there was an election in Zimbabwe a few days ago. The old man still won. What is this thing about not being able to beat your elders to it? We are supposed to be better. I'm telling you, whatever problems we are having in our nation now is not God's fault. Because if the Americans come in 6 months, Lagos will have light 24 hours. You know why? They love themselves too much to be explaining, actually, this is why we don't have light. The average American loves himself too much. How many of them do you see them in the U.S., in a VI or Lekki wearing suit? They don't. They dress down. They are free. You are the one in the hot sun putting on all that thing, trying to sound corporate. They are laughing at you. We gave this thing to you. I'm saying all of this because of one thing. When the intention of something is not clearly understood by the person that is carrying it, you will read personal meaning into it. Much of which God may not even be saying. When you don't know the purpose of marriage, you will think the purpose of your wife is to be washing clothes. David, get a washing machine. Buy generator. If there's anything or anybody else can do that you're asking your wife to do, that means that's not the purpose of your wife. Did you hear that one? You didn't hear it too. I said if there's anything that you are asking your wife to do that anybody or anything device can do, that is not a primary assignment. Will she wash clothes? Will she wash clothes? She will wash now. Okay, you thought what I said meant she won't wash clothes. I'm just setting it in perspective. You said you will wash clothes. You will even wash more clothes than she's washing. If you refuse to buy that washing machine that I'm telling you to buy now, you will wash Junior's clothes. Because you will rub Aboniki on her back. You don't know anything. You want to marry. You will. I'm talking about policies of assault here. You will rob Aboniki. You will wash clothes. She will be telling you, I'll come and rest. Say, no, let me finish it. I met one evil brother. Why will my wife not wash clothes? Well, what is she doing in the house? I say, you're an idiot. Can't you get washman? Even if you cannot buy washing machine, can't you get someone to wash? You want to kill her? Say, no, I'm a traditional man. Say, that's why you are not making progress. Tell God to bless you. I'm communicating, no? I'm saying something. Tina, I said you are not hearing me. I've washed my wife's clothes. I thought the notebook I was counting the time, because it didn't make sense anymore. So when she suggested the issue of washing machine, I key into the idea. Sometimes you go to the bathroom, see some of your children's clothes, you just soak it and you wash it sharp. Why are you going to call? Let her leave you at home with the children for 6 hours. You will now know that being a wife is a ministry. Your wife's primary work is not to be washing clothes. Please, let's get it clear. If anybody wash clothes, when we first got married on Saturday, we'll bring out all our clothes, sit at the back of the house with one big bucket like that, and we'll be washing together. We could have afforded to give, because after some time she insisted we needed to get somebody else. It's not an issue. It's just pride that is worrying you. The same pride that is not letting you see your vision. Hear me. What is it about God that when he needs to pick a man for an assignment, he doesn't attach emotions to it? Do you know there are people who are born again, faithful like Stephen? But when God needed a man to take the gospel beyond borders, he went to a totally different person. What is it about God that when he needs to make some decision, he doesn't attach emotions? When he needs to get the job done, he's looking for some kind of people. He met Paul on the road of another assignment. Paul was not sleeping. Paul thought he was doing God a favor. Peter was there. Eribakasa. All the enemy of the church. Eribakasa. God left Peter. Say, you, just stay. Went to Damascus. Okay. Lifted his glory. Paul fell under the anointing. Said, hey, can we talk now? There are certain experiences you've had when you were much younger, or some few years ago, or a few months ago. But because it was a dream, you just counted it as one of those things. Because you know in your family, everybody's a dreamer. I say, until your dreams and visions become a plan, you are not going anywhere. God gave you dream, gave you vision. He is the one that will buy block, buy water from Malam, put it together for you. Again, So why is he showing the vision? He should come and do it himself. Christians, even though so blessed, are the least productive people. Who complains of more work? Christians. You people don't have office. I have them in my office. I told one of my colleagues, I said, if you become a boss, and you are going to become a boss very soon, because I'm going, you cannot employ somebody like yourself. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 29, I think it should be verse 18, where there is no vision, lives are wasted, people perish. Do you know that what God is doing in your life, even though you may not be seeing vision and prophesying, you may be on point with God. That you don't even need one vision to be on point with God. Just read the Bible. Read it with an open mind. Many people who are gifted and blessed, but because of salary mentality. So when you said that we must now forget the past, it means that one of the greatest enemies to vision actualization is our past experience. And many times those experiences are not bad. They are good experiences. Let me tell you, the days of Peter, where will we gather and be sharing food, is over. We are not sharing food anywhere. We are not sharing food. How many times did you see Paul guarding the Ephesus Ephesian church? Say we are sharing food. Say they are quarreling because of food. They now start ordaining drinking. Policy some assault. Where we are as a country, we are already in trouble, except God. Because where we are now, even man cannot help us again. And may I tell you, a man is not going to change simply because he got a second term. If he comes in the second term, he will just finish all the... As slow as you are. Why am I saying this thing? We put our hope in men who we thought were supposed to know, only for us to realize that if only for the church to have risen, we should be at the top of every major body in Nigeria, Christians. Not because we were trying to, but because the culture of the kingdom encourages you to be industrious. We are called separately. It's only a Tony Rappu that can pastor Banky W. I saw Banky W and I asked myself, what if we didn't have a pastor like him? This guy would probably be smoking Igbo now. Banky W. Because nobody can control him. So you may not like him, but because of Tony Rappu now, maybe there's hope for Banky W. He might just die and go to heaven. Understand the uniqueness of your assignment. We are all called by the same God, but the assignment is unique. If God asks you to start a fashion business, understand what he's asking. He said to Paul clearly, this is what I want you to do. Don't go and be sitting with Peter. Peter will convert you. You'll just be going around Judea, you'll be working with Peter. We are the people God is using. We are the people. We have apostles' council meeting. Do you know, because the word of the Lord was clear to Peter, to Paul, when they flogged him 39 strokes, save one, he didn't mind. It was already in the assignment. He knew that there will be sufferings. He knew that there will be pain. And what I came to tell one of you, two people, three people, four people here today, is that your pain will be the platform to to relaunch you into your next phase of assignment. Are you hearing me? Because when Saul was anointed, he was anointed with a flask. A flask is cosmetic. A flask has to be processed. So when you anoint a Saul, it's a cosmetic. He didn't work for it. He didn't earn it. Saul was looking for missing items when the kingdom came to him. David was looking for God. David was looking for God. David was searching for God. David was searching for God. He wasn't even thinking, what will I get out of this? He was searching for God. When he was thrown at the backside of the desert as a bastard son, when they called sons, they didn't even remember he was there. There is something about pain that fine-tunes the cutting edge of a man with a vision. Tai Solani looked at a man, said, may your road be rough. How prophetic. God, this year I must marry. And God said, what is a wife to you? Adam was lost in God, doing God's will, gaining daily understanding of the purposes of God. The issue of a wife was an idea that started from God, not Adam. God brought the woman to be named just the way he brought the other animals. And he stood behind the scene watching Adam. When Adam saw the lion the day before, lion, shark, mosquito, cockroach. When he saw this one, Rekapala Namasha. Adam had never seen a mirror, but this one looks like me. You have seen all those missing items in your life in this person. You know you can't do VG. She's doing VGs back to back. You know you can speak, but she can write. You have seen a lot of complimentary. You don't need to pray too long to know if it's God's will. Adam did not go back and say, Baba, I'm seeing something. I'm seeing something. I'm seeing something. You need to just take a step right now. She's waiting for you to say something. Say something. When you are standing toe to toe, there is a moment you have to speak or be forever silent. Adam was not even asking for her consent. Oh baby, no choice. Me and you forever. We are the only one. If you reject me on your own, but if you were my friend, let me go still marry you. But do you know that Eve could have also said no? But there is a spiritual response God puts within you. When you are standing in the will of God and in the purpose of God, when you are standing, but there are some kairos moments that come and something resonates within you. It's called the witness. The Bible says in the book of Mosiah, it said, Mosiah chapter 4 verse 6, I think. What's that scripture? The people perish where there's no knowledge. Huh? Where there's no knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected me. Is that what he said? My brother, you can never operate beyond your knowledge. It doesn't matter what God said to you. If God gave you a global assignment and you have a local mindset, even God cannot help you. There is a face you think about when you hear Facebook. It doesn't mean Mark Zuckerberg is the only owner of Facebook. These guys take kingdom principles. They sit with it. They understand the laws of partnership. And we sit here all day long, still asking, Lord, what are we going to do? And God is saying, my son, sit down. Don't do nothing. Because my glory is coming. That means you are dead. You see the glory, that means you're already dead. Because no man can see my glory and live. You're already dead, brother. You're in heaven. There is a lot of potential in you that can speak for the kingdom. We started this year dealing with the issue of vision. And I said to you, this year is going to be all-round development. Some of you started with very wonderful ideas, and for some reason, there was vision somersault. This is the eighth month. No growth in your anointing. No growth in your business. No spiritual, material, maternal, paternal, marital, financial, economical development. All you are saying is still what you are saying. No target. Even man, when they give you a job, they attach a time frame to it. I say it's easy to work for God than to work for man. Man will drive you till you almost want to run mad. I'm speaking to you here, by 12 p.m. I must be in front of my computer in the office. So imagine that I'm a full-time pastor. And then I resume here by 9 a.m. And then somebody, maybe one of the church, I just said that, pastor, okay, come. The pastor on Sunday morning is not the pastor on Monday morning. You cannot come late. You must be wired for success. All this explanation that we give and allow ourselves, somebody is going to lose.
Yes, sir.
And it's definitely not the one that is keeping the rules. It's the one breaking the rules. You registered a business. Who is going to talk to people about the business? You didn't do any call card. You didn't do nothing. No visibility. Say, I know how to do adire. Yeah. I also know how to do adire. We are talking about it. I don't even know where they're doing the thing from. What you said is what I heard. What the world sees is the man moving. Do you have wisdom like Elijah to know when Brook Cherith is drying up? You need to be a man constantly on the move to know when God is moving. If you have always been in a sitting position, many times it will be extremely difficult to tell when God has left. The people of God were in Mount Sinai. It took God to say, Mambro Shakataya, my children, you have sat, you have been in this place for too long. Emphasis on too long. You like the glory, but you got to move. Somebody said, Pastor, I don't have a husband. I don't have a wife. I said, what do you do every day? Office, your house. Office, your house. Office, your house. I say, nothing's happening there. Then you come to church. Church, house, office. Church. I hope you know the church is not the best place for a selection. I hope you know. Everybody's holy on Sunday. Everybody's holy on Sunday. You see this wife thing? See this wife business? Huh? This wife business. Huh? It's on Monday morning. My wife didn't sleep till like close to 12. Said her back is paining her. You see this wife business? Aboniki to the rescue. I looked at myself and I realized that I was aging. Even though I said I have immortality. The 2 days I didn't go to work, Kenny said your ministration this Sunday was different. Just because I rested. You have time to be prepared message. Have I read any notes now? There's no time, brother. If it's not here, it's not here. Some of you have confined yourself. If you know you are going to be a pastor, find pastoral mentors. If you are going to be a businessman, let your pastor be your spiritual father. Find mentors in your business. Because your pastor doesn't understand the guiding rules of that industry. You can't come into a construction site without helmet. Your pastor will tell you, he keepeth you. His angels shall give you. Oga, you can't enter this construction site without. I'm the man of God. So what? Helmet. Do you know there are many countries that don't speak English at all? And there is no one declaring the counsel of God there. America recently adopted Spanish as their second official language. Nobody is thinking nothing. There's one man of God, Guillermo McDonald, Guillermo. I think he speaks, is it Spanish or Mexican? And he has an entire population in America. Spanish speaking. He said, for this purpose did I call you. Please, please, when God is talking, don't rush off. Understand the little details. This is where many of us miss it. God said something to you. Because there was small suffering inside, you started looking for something to help yourself. He never said there will be no suffering. Because when he was still telling Ananias, go and lay hands on him. And at the verse, he keep many people. He keep many people. He said, he himself go suffer. Don't tell him that part. He himself go suffer. Just lay hands. Leave the rest to me. So you see Paul on that day. Hey, Rimakasaya. Hey, Rimasaya. Hey, Rimalaman. Hey, my prayer is not born again. God is just laughing. He said, you go chop cake. Can you imagine Paul with all that testament holding on to one iron beam or something on the ocean? Just say, if I can reach the seashore, I thank God. Because the ship capsized. See Paul, we all that revelation. So if Saul didn't learn swimming lesson, and he's asking, what's the relevance of swimming to my destiny? When God said to him, travel light, he had plenty property in the ship, on the ship. Now say, hey, is that thing that will sink him? So you will see Paul everywhere going. He will say, bring me my scroll. Because it's always traveling light and the parchment. Anything he used there, he will leave it here. Paul was always writing. And anything he writes, he will leave it there for them. Then when Timothy is coming, your mark, you say, bring me the scrolls and the parchment. Do not forget the parchment. Because he doesn't know what will happen to him, where he's going next. So let's preserve the writings. There are certain things the Lord has given you grace to master. But you never saw the relevance in them. Because you didn't understand for this purpose. When I became a banker, I was a very careless person. Careless, like I can forget my life. Go and eat, come back and carry it. Very extrovertish. It was really terrible. From the first week that I resumed, they told me, you're not supposed to be here. From the first week I resumed, they told me I should go into communications, leadership, and all of that training. That this one, we cannot train this one. From the first week, I'll do it. From the first week, they were speaking negative words into my life. The first 1 week I spent in the hospital, I made a presentation. I didn't know it was I was prophesying to the branch manager. People called me, why did you talk like that? I said, what are you talking about? You don't know that, madam. You are dead. And you just came. See, are you sure you are supposed to be here? You know, when a concerned staff calls you, are you sure? I think you have a calling, like maybe something has to do with talking. They have not even paid me one salary. They are already advising me to leave. Do not neglect the gift that is in thee. The commandment most believers obey the most. Neglect. So when you ought to be teachers, you still have men teaching. There's this church in the north, this popular church that cuts across many villages. The Equa. Do you know this church of Equa? started by very young guys. When they came to Africa, some of them died of malaria. Ah, you know that story? Do you know the story I'm talking about? One of them survived. The last one to die, that really pushed the work. They were not performing miracles in Ecuador. Anywhere most gospel churches cannot enter in the north, you will see Ecuador. Go and check. It's just like you go to villages in Southwest, you see Deeper Life and Redeem. Any church where people are Christian resistant, you will see Ecuador. And one man said to Tintok, "I don't like you. You are a young man. All these one man churches. Churches pastored by young people." And Tintok looked at the man and said, "You are a reverend in Ekwa." Ekwa was started by people under 20. And they died. God didn't blink. He watched them die. But the blood that they spilled multiplied the harvest. For this purpose. Because when you understand the grounds that mark your calling, you will not allow anybody pray you into comfort when you should be standing strong. I don't know if you are still here. Today you must take something out of this service. I'm not going to make excuses anymore. Your calling will require certain things in knowledge. There are some things the Lord says to me that actually don't make sense. Can I be honest with you? I don't like talking about these things. But for instance, the Lord said to me about 3 weeks ago, "I want you to read the book of Jeremiah 7 times. I say, "How?" Eh? I quickly went to check the chapters. 50-something. Oh boy. It was, reading was not the issue, but because now it's an instruction, it became a problem. Who knows what I'm talking about? Waking up in the morning and deciding not to eat is not a problem until they told you today we are fasting. That hunger comes from the pit of hell, tearing you apart. Donut and everything fresh. So that's the day that lady comes to your office with fresh meat pie and they're always frying something. The day I was going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost was the day my mom prepared jollof, white rice, vegetables, eggs, plantain, and it was in the morning, for Christ's sake. And Brother Lawrence said to me, "Fast, you're going to get the power of the Holy Ghost. The power is coming." And I watched everybody that morning. Should not have been today. The rice is just looking white on the other side. White. White rice. My mom didn't know why I couldn't eat. I was struggling not to actually. I said the issue is not what you did. The moment it became an instruction, you will experience warfare. What are we saying? If you see anybody that is making progress in his life, it is not without challenges. Those people you are envying, they are taking one step at a time. They are not running. You are not used to taking half a step. That's why it's dazzling you. You started a business. You registered a business. So what happened to that certificate? Take it out. Bring it out. You bury that thing under your back. Bring it out. Go and bring that thing out. When you are doing praise worship next Sunday, wave it. As we are dancing here, be waving it to God. Let your instruction be clear to you. Don't be looking for prize for being the most dedicated worker after 30 years. How can you spend 30 years investing in a business that you are not going to be part of? They will now cut one pack for you. Service of excellence. I mean, you now wave it like this. They now snap you. Then they refuse to pay your gratuity. and your pension. Because of the collapse in the educational industry, we will need schools planted on godly values, but they don't have Christian name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, the way you do your things, you're already a suspect. Christ Heals International School.
God's child.
They already know where you're standing. The wisdom of the serpent. They don't know where you are going. They don't know where you are coming from. Slithering. Is he here? Is he there? Is he here? Is he there? Till the snake gets close to you, you don't even know anything. Just slithers. You are too predictable. And don't tell me you can't do it. It's in your mind. We have a lot of Christians waiting for God. God can't understand. Like, seriously. If I was thinking like you, this earth wouldn't be the way it is. Do you know all the things God needs to do to keep this earth in balance? He set laws in motion. If God has to be waiting for the sun every day, he don't really have time. Mathematically programs the sun to come up. And yes, Abraham telling God, you know, I can't have a child. I'm 100 years. See, God is just laughing. Hey, this guy doesn't know nothing. He doesn't know nothing. Things that can affect your vision. Familiarity. Do you know how difficult, and this one, if you are a prophet or prophetically inclined, maybe in dreams or visions or something, you will know this one. Please, let me just respond if I know you are here. If you know you are here. How easy is it to prophesy about someone's problem? But when you are looking for where you kept your car keys. Like what? You know what I'm saying? You can't even solve your own problem. Who knows what I'm talking about? Like, I just sense the Lord is, you know, doing something. And you are looking. I left the keys on the table. Oh, goodness. For 1 hour. And I checked my spirit. No answer. Lord, where are these keys? For the first time, I was wishing there was somebody could design something that you can flash your key. It just makes noise. Flash it. Like a ringing tone. Because my word of knowledge refused to work. Not there. Maybe I just wanted to glory in the fact that I asked the Lord and just threw the keys under the chair. I couldn't find my iPad. My wife thought I was going to tear the house down. I told my wife, that iPad cannot lose. So. 250,000. It cannot lose. He cannot. People thought I was joking. I started screaming in the house. They knew I was serious. For the first time, it occurred to me that I don't read my Bible well. All, you know, I have Bible inside the iPad. And I say, so see, where you won't read your Bible? Because all of a sudden, you know, I start. Why were I looking for it? I told my, if I see this iPad, I'm going to read the Bible. I will read the Bible from that iPad. I will read it. The Lord mercifully directed us. The thing fell inside the chair. So we had to open up the chair, pull the thing out. Guess what I did? I just launched my video game. Football, that PlayStation thing on my thing. My wife said, so how about the promise you made to God? I said, it's not a promise. I was just saying how I felt at the moment. Policies of assault. We make promises as if God would just intervene. I will do this. But you see, emotional promises have no weight. Unstable as water. I say emotional promises. They have what? No weight. My wife says, what happened to you? You are not reading Bible. You are playing game again. Again. I say, no matter how tired I am, I still get to play like thrice before I sleep. Just a good way to blow off steam. People in my office are complaining. We are stressed. We are tired. We are frustrated. We are not encouraged 7 days a week. People are getting pregnant. Between the last 3 weeks now, we have done 2 weddings. One of them is already pregnant. Said the company is not encouraging us. I say it is what you make out time for that you have time for. If there's anything, I didn't come here to make you fall under the anointing today. I want us to just be honest with ourselves. Many of us are living below capacity, and nothing is going to change if we refuse to change. I know that this is what God has asked me to do. I also know my fathers. They are getting old. I am not struggling for anointing with Pastor Adeboye. I'm preparing for the future, when there will no more be here. Are you hearing me? I'm trying to get what they have, because I don't have that one. Grace is not in your utterance. Grace is a spirit. Hear me. Hear me. Some of you are looking, you are struggling with people that are more than you. Those ones, their time has come. Your time is in the future. Prepare for your time. Don't let anybody understand the requirement of your assignment and begin to work towards it. It's good that you work for an audit firm, but what about you becoming the next senior partner of your own firm 10 years from now? What's wrong? Whoever said something was wrong with that. Whoever said anything about clean entertainment? I love Tyler Perry films. Yeah, that's because he took steps and you didn't. Yeah. How about you even believing in yourself for 1 minute? Just believe in yourself. Don't stay with chickens. Don't stay with people who are comfortable. Never sit with people who are comfortable. Whether it's in spiritual things or financial things, don't stay with people who are okay. Yes, run away from okay people. Yes, sir. We don't marry for sex. You can get sex anywhere. You understand? At a given price, with receipt, you get sex. But will I be honest if I told you that if God took sex out of marriage, most Christians will not marry? No, I don't have interest. I want to focus on the Lord. I just love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I want to worship you. I want to serve you all my life. I love you, Lord. Forever, my heart bleeds. Yes, for you. Yeah, brother, I know why. People do all kinds of stuff and make it look like they are being spiritual. Like your mind is helping God. He's you. God has never been married. Never. He doesn't know what it feels like. He has never had a quarrel with a woman before. The only woman who tried to turn to a pillar of salt. If God talks to a woman, he brings the woman first to his level of persuasion. He came to Mary and began to communicate with her through an angel. Mary got to the point where she said, "Be it unto me according to your word." There's a divine implantation. Don't let anybody cage you, telling you are very good. Good is not enough. Pay the price in study. Pay the price in knowledge. If somebody knows more than you, I'm going to pay 100,000 for a particular 1 week training very soon. 100,000, brother. You know what I can do with 100,000? Enjoy myself. And I told myself, if I have to borrow it, I will borrow it. If I have to sell my shoe, I will do whatever. Okay, it's not a spiritual training, no. For those of you who think it's one prophetic training, it has nothing to do with God. And the person said, you will pay 100,000. So when you send it to my account, call me, then we'll start. The guy did not even look at my anointing. Say, when you credit me, call me. Oh, but the boy is a Christian, though. The boy did not look at my anointing. Somebody wants to do the same training. Say, I should bring 30,000. The training never hit. You know why? When it is cheap. When it is cheap, there's no value. There's no value. We are not learning how to make pure water here. Because it seems to me that we want the very best that God wants us to get, but we are not willing to pay the price. So right now, I'm waiting on the Lord. I said to a lady prophetically, and I said to her, I said, you may never be married. We sat in the bus together, and I said to her, you may never be married. I said, do you know how to fast? I said, you are going to fast for 90 days to come out of what is working against you. She said, eh? I said, 90. She said, 90 days, like 90. I said, 90 days. I said, don't worry about your makeup, because you're not going to need it. And when I got to Bagra, I just came out of the bus and I walked away. Ah, but I'm a new creation reality person. I know they play. See, this issue of destiny, you can know the rema. They will be eating on your head every night. I said, my sister, do you know how to fast? She said, how many days have you said? 21 days. I said, 21. Is that an achievement? I said, 90. 90. She said, should I be breaking 6 pair? I said, I don't know. 90. I had a prophetic experience where I was talking to this angelic prophetic being. And I said in my heart, I was talking to this being, and I said, how can I be like you? He said, 96 days fasting you go do. He said it to me, pump and play. He said, you like what you are saying? I said, he said 96 days. I tried it. When I got to 30 days, my system broke down. I said, I beg, I don't want that kind of anointing again. I beg. Make a day my level, I beg. Ah, waiting. It was not the 80 days, 90 days that was the problem. The moment it became an instruction, warfare began. That's what I'm telling you, because some of you experience some warfare, you now begin to back down. You are taking some positive steps, you now notice problem. You run towards the problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many of you thought it was the devil against you because you saw opposition. That is the sign you're on the right path. If you are making mistake, who cares about you? Straight on. When you see opposition, you know you are now on the right path. Your confidence in God is your greatest weapon, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Because you are going to see many things that will try to discourage you. But you tell yourself, I'm a man of the future. I'm a man of the future. There's some Mark Zuckerberg now, but years later they're going to be hearing my name. I know all the top guys who are here in these industries are not saved and they are proper. Do you know Mark Zuckerberg is not even a Christian? He's an atheist. But now, because there are a lot of Christian population on Facebook, he is beginning to buy into the economic idea of God. The economic idea. So that people don't pull out. So you see, you say, God. For him, God is business. He's nothing Christian. It will be unrighteous of God to unseat a man who is obeying all the rules and put you there. Who the only thing you know is prayer. It will be unrighteous of God. It will be unrighteous of God. If they put you on Dangote seat now, you don't know what he's doing there. There is a measure of grace that can be allocated, but if you are not educated, my brother, you are in trouble. You will sign the wrong check. Many times, I have had to use prayer on my seat to reverse an evil verdict on my table. Agnes, where are you? You called me. Oh, goodness. Is Pastor Aram? Is Pastor Aram? Wonderful. Please, let me receive Pastor Aram. Let's celebrate our pastor, His Excellency. I like these glasses. Amen. Hallelujah. Case read. Oh, good, 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 good. Agnes, you called me some few days ago, and then we just spoke for less than 5 seconds and you dropped the phone. I don't know what you felt when you called me, but there was serious fire burning on my desk. I say, when you understand the rules of engagement, you will now know how to apply spiritual principles. Are you hearing me? It's not the other way around. Understand the job first. 2 weeks ago, a lady came from Zimbabwe. I was talking to her in my office. So I said to her, I said, I'm from Zimbabwe. Say yes. I said, I have one mentor in Zimbabwe. Say who? She looked at me. Say, you mean Tudor? I said, yeah, you know him. Say, yeah, in Victoria Falls. You have one of the 8 wonders of the world there. I said, I'll be in Zimbabwe next year. I just said it too. She said, when you come, you will live in my house. Say, you stay. That woman. Say, I'm an expatriate in the country for now. Say, but when you are coming, you will stay in my house in Zimbabwe. And she's in Nigeria. Say, Victoria Falls. Yeah, a very beautiful place. I think, eh? Just like that, a door of favor. Just like that. An elderly woman, no? I spoke to her for just 10 minutes. 10 minutes. She said, you mean Tudor? She took the words out of my mouth. I've never seen Tudor Bismarck except on video. She has no reason to trust me. But just the way God raised Barnabas for Paul. When no man believed in him, in his conversion experience, that was the same way God raised this woman. Look at what, and the favor was premised on the assignment. Say, for this purpose, give me that scripture back in Acts and I close. Are you hearing me? In Acts chapter, what was that scripture? Is it 26? 26. 26, 26, 26. He said, rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to thee for this purpose. Christians, we have to wake up. We are making a lot of excuses. God is not doing that business anymore. Huh? My dear sister, I know that it is God that gives us husband. Please, from the one who loves you truly, make your hair. Wear your Mary Kay. If you want to look natural, look natural, beautifully, okay? Because all them pastors who said God said, I didn't see none of them married an ugly woman. Desmond can't come here and swear by Ogun that it was God that told him. I'll tell him, Oga, you are lying. This Jumoke, you say it's God that told this fine girl. Oga, say some tears. Even Pastor Ayo, Pastor Ayo cannot come and tell me that it's God. I know it's God. But I know Sister Tayo, when she came to Akure from UNAD, oh boy, everybody just looks, see the kind girl. Pastor married a babe. He didn't marry wife. He married babe. Well, I just look at Sister Tayo from afar like, oh boy, this work they pay. Oh. But was it not God that spoke to him? I saw your wife. You too, you say it's God that spoke to you. My dear sisters, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Invest in yourself. I rest my case. Invest in yourself. Don't let any brother deceive you. That is the heart that matters. That nobody's buying that lie anymore. Even your wife. Since she married, the level has changed though. I see everything the way she operate. Whether you marry right or wrong, once we join you, she's not the will of God. So you keep it, take care of her. Why am I saying? One of the things that cause vision somersault is that we don't dress for our assignment. If you're supposed to be in a construction site, there's a way to dress. Even if you are the vice president, you wear helmet. You wear safety boot.
Is it the company that wants to recruit you that will give you Emmet? Do you see that those signages? Itina, do you see those signages in some of these countries? They will say, come with your Emmet. You want to be useful? I will buy Emmet for you again. Say, if any man cleanses himself from this. So there is a level in which even God is constrained. He has to choose you. If you can use anything, Lord. Oga. I know that part. But this other one. Let us not only grow spiritually. Let us grow financially. Maritally. We need to be happy people. You understand? In our business, we need to be happy. We need to be able to sit and discuss our challenges and encourage each other. But if ego is doing well in his business or having some challenge, and he looks at me, this pastor, now only Bible they read. Even if ego needs to talk to somebody, he's looking for somebody like himself. That is what makes an ego go and meet one person in one club who is also a businessman. They want to discuss business idea. Ego becomes seduced out of the body of Christ. There's so much on your inside. There's so much on your inside. If God told you, it will scare hell out of you. In these last few months of the year, some of you will go back. That your certificate, or that your company you register, go and dust it. Bring it out. Bring it out again. God sent me to everybody. But I want to take this time to tell you that the last 11 years I have been in the bank, I have been changed. They have changed me from that careless, extravagant, careless talker. Now I can look at you. Somebody said to me in the office, say anytime you are not talking to from 8 a.m. to 12, I know you are working on at least 60 Excel sheets. Oh boy. Now, there I learned how. Do you know I learned how to do that? We call it a proof. They call it proof. Don't worry if you don't get that. But we call it bank branch proof. We work on bank account. Oh, man. I don't know, man. But it's like sometimes you have as much as 100 accounts. And you have to, if you don't know Excel, you can't, you will sleep there 1 week, you are sitting there. Do you know how I learned that thing? I had a quarrel with one of my former bosses. Ego, hear this one. I had a quarrel with one of my former bosses. She now forwarded that proof to me. Go and do it. It was supposed to be punishment. What started as punishment is now what, when I do, my boss doesn't reveal. We just forward it to the head office like that. The person who gave me that thing to first work on, it was a punishment because she was angry and she sent it. Give me this proof. I did it for 5 days. I was sweating. I will now be calling my friend. Hey, Buki, this one, I know. He said, that one you need formula. Motiku. I don't know. I'm not a mathematical person. Now we're doing, you need to calculate the number of days that item has been floating. So you put equal to, then you put, go to the day, put minus, come to the other date on the other session, put a tab, then come here, put the dollar sign, and do this. Oh boy, all those things. It was pain that forced me to know it. Some of you are praying that your way will be easy. I pray for you that your way will be rough. Thank me later. Because nothing tangible is lent in convenience. Nothing eternal. I'm telling you. I wish it's not like that, but I don't have any other experience. So when I'm dying, I want to like Kinyechi call my son, Joshua, and say, this oil is now very old. Because you know, this is my own, it's not only my own. There are plenty of people who have input in it. So I can say this, all that God has done in me to make me, I transfer to you. Then people will see my son and they'll be asking like EHE, traveling from country to country without buying a ticket. That they will call EHE to come and pray for Dangote. You understand? It's not him. It's the thing on his head. He didn't work for it. It was one man that said to him, all that God did through me, I transfer to you. And the man slept immediately and died. Me now, I want to travel. I'm praying. You understand? Because I know they will ask for bank statement. EAT went to US visa without statement and got visa. And it's threatening the man, if you not give me, let me go. Ah. Let us go home and have family meeting. When we get home today, if you are married, the Bible says, lie not to yourselves, but speak the truth in love. If we are not making progress, let's tell ourselves the truth. Yeah. But we cannot continue like this. Yeah. We can't keep using the people in the world as our standard. So I need people here who will start schools and not name it God's Hill International School or Jesus Christ the Savior Schools. You will call it Joel Anderson. You will call it just give me one nice name. You know what I'm saying? My nephew or my niece went to Deeper Life School, came back preaching the gospel of salvation to everybody. The girl was very eclectic, like Isabella. After they dealt with her for one term, the girl came back. She doesn't use cream anymore. She doesn't do nothing. The mom became concerned. You paid for it. Did they get the godly values? Yes. Side effect. The Lord will help us. Whatever, the Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. It's not only in spiritual areas. Go back. Tell yourself, if Mark Zuckerberg without the help of God got this far, so we are not comparing. You understand? The man just took the Bible, interpreted the principles, and ran with it. That man is a platform for many churches today. Even if that time he had that issue on Facebook a few months ago, do you know even if all of US pull out of Facebook, Nigerians will not pull out? Because it's working. It's working. Have you ever clicked like and you didn't go live? But if it's Nigeria, I say that man is not in our party. Blocking. You are better than this. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't cast away your confidence. For those of us getting married this month, I say to you, this is the best time for you. Tell yourself it will work. Huh? Don't go into marriage getting afraid. Don't do like me. 6 months after, I was asking, will I ever have a child? I started eating carrots. One thing I credit to my wife is that she's a great reader. She reads. She knows a lot of things. My wife knows stuff about cars. I don't. Cars. My wife can give you all the documents you need in your car that they will ask you to present. I don't know those things. I know I forget. Don't marry a woman whose only source of hope is you. That's what courtship is for. Not trying not to sleep with each other. The Lord will help us. Please, you go back home today. Go and dust. Some of you wrote stuff in your diary. Go and bring that diary out and dust it. I'm not going to encourage mediocrity again. Say amen. Amen. Because even me now, they asked me to pay. I'm paying $100,000 for 1 week training. And the guy is not blinking. Say, call me when you credit my account. I say, yes. In my mind, I'm asking myself, can I ever do anything and charge anybody $100,000? The guy is in Nigeria with me in the cage here. And I was running up and down. I go, okay, daddy, how can you help me? I need to raise 100K. He say, oh boy, cool down. Why are you there? He say, what do I say? I can't tell you, daddy. Say, secret. Because there's only one slot left. And daddy has money. Why go and block my slot? I cast not away
My confidence of recompense. You are my great reward. Teach me your love. Your love has found me.